Well, in those circumstances, one can only imagine if it was your son or daughter or brother and sister that was going home, how angry you would feel and upset and distress for them, never mind the trauma that they obviously went through and this young man. And certainly, on behalf of myself and my own party, I wish him a speedy recovery. But I think the only way we can put an end to this cycle of violence, particularly leading up to Christmas, is by anyone has a duty, and I mean a good duty of care. If they know who is responsible for this here, then they should be passing that on for remission on. So those responsible can face the justice of the courts on that there. It's an awful ordeal, has to be condemned. And if someone who lives in the waterside, you know, relatively speaking, there's a lot of good young people around the waterside, and I would hate to think that their streets can become in any way a place not to be on at night, particularly going up to a period where people are out enjoying themselves, coming from office dues, factory dues, and one thing or another. It isn't very nice for this young couple.
And it's a cowardly attack by these two men on a young teenager.
Well, clearly there's absolutely no doubt about it. You know, defenceless young man, somebody coming on, bullying with a big stick in their hand, and threatening, and whatever damage they've caused them. You know, and certainly in the past we've seen other young people in the waterside being brutally damaged, some of them very seriously ill, some of them brain damage, may I add as well, young people in the waterside as a result of attacks. I do hope he has a speedy recovery, but it cannot be tolerated, it can't be accepted, and there should be no hiding place for those responsible.